Alaska's crab fleet catches many of the same species as their counterparts in Russia, from red, blue, and brown king crab to snow and tanner crab. But illegal fishing in Russia is thought to account for a large part of the crab that finds its way to American consumers. Studies suggest that's cost Alaska $600 million since 2000. People like Jake Jacobson are hoping that'll be enough to make regulators consider crab as they draw up new standards for tracing seafood along the supply chain. Jacobson heads up the Intercooperative Exchange, Alaska's biggest crab harvester group.
There's plenty of crab around in Alaska. There's plenty of crab in Russia. It's not a matter of a species being in peril, but it's a matter of economic impact on the U.S.
Illegal fishing threatens the global stock for species like bluefin tuna, which is expected to make the cut for the traceability program. Crab isn't so depleted. In fact, legal quotas are on the rise for most species. Still, Jacobson says the crab industry can give the federal government a lot more data about the impact of illegal fishing than other species have to offer.
Most of the information that they've heard relative to IUU has been from the crabbers.
IUU stands for Illegal, Unreported, and Unregulated Fishing, and the traceability program is just one new recommendation from a presidential task force on the issue. Russell Smith is a regulator who's worked on the plan. He's the Deputy Assistant Secretary for International Fisheries at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Smith says crab is a high-value species, but he's not sure yet if it'll make the initial traceability list.
I think it's premature to identify which species we are going to pick, but you know, we do know that Alaskan crab has been a species where there has been evidence of a fair amount of illegal trafficking. So that could well be one of the species that we focus on.
The IUU Task Force plan also calls for better cooperation between federal, state, and local enforcement agencies. And it asks for Congress to ratify the United Nations Ports State Measures Agreement. It aims to keep coastal nations worldwide from landing illegally caught seafood. Smith says the United States would be the 12th of 25 countries that have to ratify the UN treaty before it can go into effect.
Wherever we can, we are trying to convince other nations that this is an important tool, that this is a tool that will benefit them, and that they need to go through the same process that we are going through. Our goal is to have it done by the end of the year.
Jake Jacobson is hoping countries like China, Japan, Korea, and Russia will be among those who sign off. He says those countries' cooperation is key to preventing illegal crab harvesting.
There's no fishing boats docking in the United States with illegal crab on board. It all comes after being laundered through Korea and China.
Japan used to be higher on that list, but Jacobson says a new treaty with Russia has cut down on illegal landings there since last fall. And he says illegal imports into the U.S. are estimated to have dropped so far this year. But he says the government's new plan is another good step forward. It does aim to expand the traceability program to all species down the line, but Jacobson and others are lobbying for crab to get in on the ground floor. NOAA will release a proposed list of at-risk species for public comment in July. In Unalaska, I'm Annie Ropeek.